There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. 855-99-375-69. You guys are so cute. You got all the nerve to call, and Trevor talks to you. And either, look, make sure your phone is charged before you call, all right? I used to say, find me a landline, which I absolutely prefer, but I understand that more and more people don't have landlines. But at least make sure your phone is charged, all right? 855-99-375-69. Joyce, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm calling about my son who's almost 21 years old.
Okay.
He's a full-time college student.
Okay.
Just finished his third year in college, went into college with scholarships, you know, a very responsible, bright young man, and went for a challenging degree for sure.
What's his field of study?
His field of study was computer science.
Okay.
And got through, you know, a lot of the tough stuff and was really starting to get into his core classes.
Right.
But we ran into a situation last spring where he essentially gave up on his classes and stopped going and ended up, you know, failing everything. And
This was a year ago. Okay.
And he kept it from us, but eventually, because of his scholarships and everything else going on, of course, we, you know, eventually let us know.
Right.
And so we had good conversations about it, you know, other people out there to support him. And I think he was just overwhelmed.
Okay.
And just checked out. So
let me ask you, sense was that the reason that he really kind of withdrew was because he was just academically overwhelmed?
I would say yes. I think there were other things going on.
Yeah. Can we look at, before we go quite so blissfully past that, is he straight or gay, or do we know?
Oh, he's definitely straight.
Okay. Was there a girlfriend involved at all?
There was, you know, when I reflect back, you know, when this might have all started, he was living in an off-campus arrangement with three other roommates, and he broke off with his girlfriend, and his other roommates pretty much turned on him when that happened.
Yeah, because you hear that when kids, especially smart kids, who've done very well, all of a sudden have a meltdown, I would say the majority of the time, it's not academically based, even though that's what they'll say, because, you know, they're on that cusp between being an adult and being a kid. And for a kid, especially a male kid, to say, my heart got broken, you know, this was my first love, or, you know, that she wasn't interested in me anymore. I would say that the majority of the time, not 100%, but the majority of the time, it's not academic. It's emotional. It's social. It's
right.
There's something which means that there's often a love relationship involved. Because, I mean, this is the first time for a lot of kids, especially really bright kids who've not necessarily been very social, to have what they would view as a true adult relationship. And the problem about the first one that breaks up is you think you'll never have another one because you don't have the experience to know, relationships come, relationships go. Sometimes they work okay. They always feel terrible. What you think is, I'm completely unlovable. And that for especially a kid who's under some academic pressure, living away from home, maybe for the first time, it feels overwhelming. Feels like, what's the point? Hence the drop out of school. All right. So
I feel like he bounced back from that and was back on track.
So he was flunking classes. Did he make? I mean, you're telling me he's a junior this year, right?
Correct. So this happened last
sophomore
spring.
Year.
So
right.
sophomore year. So the fall started, fresh start. You know, felt like he had his stuff together. We talked, and of course, you know.
What did you do over the summer?
Over the summer, he worked. He took a summer class. So he
came home, or he was still. Does he go away to school?
He is off. Yes, he does.
So
but
did,
close to home. He's not. He's not far from home, but he definitely he lives away from home.
Okay, so over the summer, did he stay at school essentially?
Yes. So he.
Okay.
Yes. He's, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, keep going.
Changed his apartment, so he's not around the people that,
okay.
you know, that was the issue for. So that was all positive. Then started classes in the fall, did fine for the fall semester. Still, you know, tough with some of his core courses. And essentially was, you know, given the second chance.
Okay.
And so, you know, that semester's over now. This last spring, just found out. This week that he essentially did the same thing again. He just checked out of his classes, and now there's, you know, bigger ramifications in terms of, you know, where he was planning on going and what he was planning on doing. And so I'm just, as a parent, I know this is such a tough time for young people, but I'm just trying to help. And I think I'm probably more devastated than he is.
Oh, I'm sure.
But,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. So let me. All right. Let me ask a couple questions here, kiddo.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out about this meltdown? Did he tell you or did the school?
No, he told me.
What did he say?
You know, essentially, when I saw him, you know, I'd seen that he had just come from a meeting, and I said, "How'd it go?" And he goes, "Not good. I have bad news." And I kind of knew what it was. And I just sort of looked at him because we were driving together, and I just
right.
put my hand on his back, you know, and to let him know that whatever it is, I'm here for him.
And
tears
good for
started
you.
Falling from his, yeah. And
okay.
tears just
so
started.
What
falling.
Was his explanation? Did he have one?
His explanation is that. He doesn't want to be a student anymore. He's tired of being a student.
What does he want to do?
He's not quite sure. He's not quite sure.
What is his plan for the summer?
Right now to work, because he has work throughout, you know, his college.
And what kind of work does he do?
He valets. It's a, you know, a good part-time student job. He valets
okay.
Cars.
Okay. So it's not, it brings in a little bit of money, but has nothing to do with any possible career.
Correct.
Okay. So,
and
where is
the valet
job, near school or near home?
It's near school. So he can ride his bike and do everything from where he lives to school and to work and.
So does he make enough money valeting to pay his expenses?
He has not 100% because we provide some financial support.
How much do you provide? How much would you say on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis for his apartment, $300. And we have, once his scholarships went away, we have helped out with his tuition. So
right,
probably,
but tuition presumably is about to go away if he doesn't want to be in school. So
right, exactly.
How much do you think he makes on a monthly basis over the summer?
Oh,
enough to pay his rent?
Yeah, he probably could. He probably could do that and pay his own rent. Yeah.
Right, so tell me what your question is to me, and then I'll I'm sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, my question is, one, I'm really trying to help understand how someone who's as bright, responsible,
this has nothing to do with school. Okay, this has to
yeah.
do. You and I already went over what the likelihood is that there's an emotional core here. The second
yes,
is
absolutely
okay. The second
that's what
is
I'm trying to understand.
I know. I tell you what, panic not. I'm going to walk you through it, and then I'm going to tell you how to deal with it. All right. So panic not. Stick with me. I'll be back to you in just a second. All right. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Joyce, who's smart. Joyce, how many kids do you have?
He's the one child.
Okay, not surprising. Okay, Joyce is facing a not much fun parental kind of bump in the road of a very smart kid who's always done very well in school, got a scholarship, went away to school, was doing very well, and all of a sudden, meltdown. And everybody decided that it was really academic and, oh, you know, cynical psychologist, not cynical, actually, or psychologist here says, unlikely. It's more likely emotional. So everything got back on track. He moved away from his roommates, which were making him unhappy. And the girlfriend, apparently, it sounds like he probably doesn't have another girlfriend, although who knows. And same thing came off the same time of year, which I think is not accidental. So the question is, what's going on now? And the answer, I think, is going to have to come from him. But let's look at the possibilities. One, as I mentioned, which was whatever was going on. Was he ever in therapy over last summer's meltdown or last spring's meltdown?
I found out that he went to go see a counselor at school.
Good.
I don't know really what much became of that. I think he went in to them saying he was, like, depressed.
Yeah, I think he is.
I don't really know. Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. All right, here's what I would do. Yeah. All right, because you and I can speculate endlessly, and all it is speculation. So what I would do at this moment is, first of all, take a deep breath and realize there's no draft going on at this moment, so it's not a matter if he's going to lose his student deferment and be sent to a foreign land with a gun. So you don't have to worry about that, which parents, you know, a couple generations ago did. So there are a number of reasons why this is happening. We already looked at the emotional, which I still think was probably unresolved from last year. I don't think it's accidental that the same thing happened at the same time. It may be that there's a whole lot of things here that we're just never going to know. And part of it may be your son just looking at what his career prospects are and deciding this is what he wants to spend the rest of his life doing. And so this, I saw this more, I saw a little bit when I was an undergraduate, but when I really saw it was when I was in medical school. And I would see kids who have been groomed since they were literally 6 years old to be doctors. And what they all of a sudden found is they didn't like blood, or they couldn't hack the academics, or they hated patients, or they didn't like sick people, or whatever it was. And this had been something that they had been focused on literally since the time they were old enough to read or write. And so instead of saying, this isn't what I want to do, there would be this huge sort of migration to the therapist's office, to dropping out, to flunking biochem, to whatever it was that said, I don't want to do this. And it also when it happens to seniors, it's called senior panic, where all of a sudden start flunking courses so you don't have to go out in that big bad world. So there are all sorts of possibilities here which would fit the scenario. But the only person who really knows is your son, and he's not talking. And it may be that he's not talking because it's hard for him to admit it. As I said, it's hard for anybody who's been academically gifted to say, I don't think this is what I want to do, because the question is, how much time have I wasted? What are my friends doing? Is anyone ever going to love me? Am I ever going to be happy? So these are the sort of existential angst that occurs that sounds very characteristic of what's going on with your son. So the question is, what do you do about it? And I think the answer is to say to him, here's the deal, kiddo. If you don't have to tell me what's going on, but I think it would be very helpful for you to have some sense of what's going on. Therefore, I think finding a therapist may make some sense. And as long as you're a student, he may be able to be covered under the campus policy. He may be covered under your insurance policy. But I think making sure that there's some way of paying for it makes some sense. And the more you don't have to pay for it, the happier he's going to be. Because if you're paying for it, and as you know, therapy is not inexpensive, you're going to expect results. You're going to sort of feel that you have a right to say to him what's going on, and that's not particularly productive in therapy. So I would say to him, tell me what's going on. In fact, I wouldn't even say tell me what's going on. What I would say is tell me what you want to do. And what I think he's likely to say is, I don't know. He could say, well,
correct.
All right,
yeah.
You don't have to have a long-term plan, but we need to have a short-term plan. You can help him go through the alternatives. Do you want to stay on at school, or would you rather come home? Do you want to work full-time? You're in charge here. I mean, you're 21 years old, and I'm not tossing you to the wolves. I'm not saying you're 21, you're not in school, you're on your own. I'm saying let's work out. Tell me what your plan is. Tell me what I can do to help you. Because anything you come up with is going to be wrong. And I think the problem that happened in the spring last year was a Band-Aid, which it isn't anybody's fault. I mean, there was, I'm sure everybody was greatly relieved, including your son, to think, okay, we're past this, except he wasn't. Whatever it was that derailed him, it was just a Band-Aid. And again, because it happened in the spring, you know, that it's spring is just such a potent time. All of a sudden, there's prom, there's graduation, there's, you know, the month of Yes, You May. That there's so something that whatever happened last year, I think, was not completely taken care of and probably wasn't even slightly taken care of. And he took... And everybody took, which isn't blaming anybody. I mean, you always take the line of least resistance to begin with, assuming that the line of least resistance may be workable, at which point, yay, which is, okay, this is academically based. I don't think it was academically based then. I don't think the problem is academically based now. So, and good for him for understanding. I mean, he basically sabotaged it because he was, right. That's his way of, he's not, for whatever reason, as a 21-year-old smart American male, is not able to say, you know, my heart got broken, or I'm not sure I'm straight, or I don't want to do this for the rest of my life, or I'm afraid I'm not going to get a job, or I don't feel like working as hard. Or, you know, I don't know what's going on with him. My concern is that he doesn't know either because he's not willing to look at it. And if he doesn't know, he can't tell you. So I would say at this moment, tell me what I can do to help. Then you can certainly report our conversation to him of saying, well, Brown sort of felt like maybe you should go talk with somebody that made you so that you can do some work, because she doesn't think it has to do with academics. But I don't want to guess. She didn't want to speculate. You can certainly call her if you want. But maybe figuring out how, you know, you tell me. I wouldn't suggest a plan. I would say, tell me what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which and, takes an enormous responsibility off your shoulders if you could figure that out, right?
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. And when you talk about, when you mentioned about grooming, his grooming was... commissioning into the armed services, and that was part of his scholarship, and so now his choice is, you know, he could potentially have to enlist now. That could be one of the options. So, we'll just add that to the list of, hey, what do you want to do? And that's one of his options. So,
well, but and that may be one of the problems. It may be that he's sort of looking at post-traumatic stress disorder, about going to Afghanistan. I mean, I guess not. Who knows? Afghanistan, Iraq. Who knows where anybody's being sent at all? But the point is that there is a problem here. It's not solved. You're not going to be able to solve it for him. He doesn't necessarily have to tell you, but he has to figure out what the problem is. Stay on if you need to, and if not, you know what I would say to him is, tell me what I can do to help you. All right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3759. All right, kind of in honor of Joyce's call, we had some questions on Facebook that have actually been around for a while, which is giving you guys more of an opportunity to sort of tune in, talking about parenting. So let's start with, they're so related. I didn't really mean them up as two separate questions, but let's do you parent your children differently from your parents? Let's do that, and then we'll do what kind of parent are you? 'Cause they're really the same question.
Okay, Janet responded to the first question and says, yeah, I spoiled her rotten. I think it alternates generations.
I think that's true. I mean, that's one of my favorite Jules Pfeiffer cartoons. It says, my mother made me passive, I've made my daughter assertive. My mother made me polite, I've made my daughter certain of herself. My mother made me deferential, I've made my daughter confident. Today my job is done. She's 21, she's just like my mother. Which I think is really true. That however we were raised, we tend to raise our kid the opposite, so they become, there is a generational skip there. All right, fair enough. All right, so let's move on to the other question about what kind of parent are you.
Okay. Kiana says, semi-free range, because I believe in their abilities. Isn't that interesting? I believe in their abilities and that this world belongs to them such as it is. Some people think free range means total and complete disregard for safety. Not at all the case.
Well, I don't think free range actually means that. Free range just means they're not kept in a... I mean, it refers usually to chickens or cattle, the idea being that they can kind of roam around, but doesn't mean that they roam, you know, out of the farm or go onto somebody else's property. So I think free range just means that they have more options, that there's more movement, and there's more time probably when they're out of sight of the farmer, which in this particular case would be the parent, but it doesn't mean that there are no boundaries. I mean, farms have boundaries. So I love the metaphors. All right. The free range, you know, for me, I guess part of that differentiation is that these days, I don't know that most kids, I always walk to school. I was either on the school bus or I walked to school. First of all, partially because I was the oldest and because there were always younger kids at home. But the idea of my parent walking me to school, I don't even remember in first grade. I don't think I was ever walked to school, even as a very young child. And now it's considered pretty common behavior to either walk the kid to school or certainly to the bus stop and wait with them. So I wonder if the free range mom does that or doesn't do that. And again, I suppose it can depend on part of the country that you live in, but the notion, you know, it's one of those things that is one of my kind of theories, is that we focus on all the wrong things. And so when a child disappears, which is truly tragic, it makes the newspapers, but most kids don't disappear. Most kids get to school just fine. And so, but we sort of make these humongous changes based on very little data and very few instances. So I don't know exactly what free range means in this term. That's one of the reasons I'm not crazy about psychobabble terms, because I don't know what it means in this particular context. Okay, keep going.
All right, let's see. Carol says, my son is 29 now. However, I was rather strict in comparison to his friend's parents. I always wanted to know where he was, the phone number, if the parents would be home, and when to expect him home. Safety concerns were the primary reason, of course, but also I believe it taught him accountability and responsibility. He's now an extremely successful and happy young man.
We don't have any... Yeah, my parents always wanted to know where I was going. With my daughter, we had one of the few real blow-ups we had, and part of it was I grew up with two parents, although basically, I might as well have grown up in a single-parent household, but my daughter actually did. So, and I think the difference about single-parent versus two parents, depending on how involved both parents are, is that there is information that can fall through the gaps, that the child can say, oh yeah, I told dad. Or, oh yeah, I told mom. And that has certainly happened, and as kids we exploited that. We'd say, oh yeah, mom already said that, and just hope that dad didn't check with mom to find out that in fact she hadn't. But when you've got households that are separate and communication becomes a bit more problematical, it's very easy for the child to exploit that, say, oh yeah, well, dad said I could do this. And so especially if it doesn't seem to be a big deal or you can't get a hold of or whatever, that there's sometimes that kind of laxness. But at one point, my daughter was someplace she'd want to be, and she said that I knew her father was, she was with me, and she decided that, and I think her father was on vacation or something, and she decided that she wanted to be in the house by herself. And I wasn't going to let that happen. I said, no, you have to stay with a friend. So she said, okay, I'll go stay with a friend. I said, well, I want the friend's mom to call me. and she put one of her friends up to it. And I guess she made the assumption that I would not know the difference between a grown-up voice and a 12 or 13-year-old voice. I was not amused. So the idea is that even though, you know, that I think that we can allow our kids a certain amount of flexibility, but they're also knowing where your kid is seems to me important. And when she would say, "You're treating me like a baby," I'd say, "Look, if you'd want to know where I was, it has nothing to do with age or trust. It has to do with if you love somebody, you want to know more or less where they are." So, okay, keep going.
All right, finally we have Stephanie who says, "Before I had kids, I thought I would one day be an easygoing and carefree mom who lets her children do all the things I wasn't allowed to do as a kid. Now I have two grade school daughters. In reality, I am firm and consistent with my kids and a little no-nonsense when it comes to some things. We do have lots of silly moments together, and I encourage creativity through art, music, and even playing in the mud. I'm also like my parents a lot, even though I swore I never would be. I still want to know where they are at all times and who they're with, and I still want them to look both ways 17 times before they cross the street. LOL.
All right, let's go through that sentence by sentence. All right. I think it's very easy. I remember when my daughter was essentially a newborn, and a friend came up from college to visit, and he said, "Do you want to hear my theory of child rearing?" And I said, "Sure." And he looked kind of sheepish, and he said, "Well, I guess I'm really not entitled to one. I don't have any children." And I said, "That's the only time you can have one. Once you have a kid, you just do it." And the idea of having a philosophy, sort of exactly as she's saying, just sort of gets, it evaporates in the middle of the night or in the, you know, the tension of it or the, you know, the intensity of it. So that's number one, that I think everybody should have theories. And as we talk about all the time on the program, you say, "Well, I'm never going to do that." And I've told the story before. I have a sister with whom I was not particularly close, and we shared a room growing up. And every once in a while, somehow we would make that bridge across the emotional divide, and we would be whispering to each other. And I remember my mother or father, usually my dad, saying, "If I hear one more word, I'm coming up there, and you're going to be sorry." And I remember thinking as a kid, you know, when my kids are, I'm going to let them talk at night because I knew how important it was between me and my sister. I didn't even have to wait till I had a kid. I would be babysitting, say, "If I hear one more word," so I didn't even have to wait till I had a kid. So the idea of philosophical overview, and because we care enormously about our kids, and not only do we care enormously about them, one of the statements is that, you know, that if you've got a 100 adults in a room and said, "What do you feel most insecure about?" they'd all say sex. But it's not sex, it's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a limited number of people, relatively infrequently and relatively quietly, as opposed to our kids who go out in public and do horrible or embarrassing things. Not to mention, you know, we love them. We care about them. They are, we feel that they are, rightly or wrongly, extensions of us. So, all right, so we got the philosophy one, parent, yeah, and we become more like our parents. Partially because it's what we know. So the idea, really, of this question is to, in the same way, it's just an awareness of what your parents did that you liked. And you hear me all the time with a caller saying, "Remember what you and your dad did. Remember your best memory of your dad." And it wasn't your dad yelling at you. It was your dad taking you to a ball game or taking you fishing or just saying, "Hey, good job," or you know, a phone call when your mom wasn't home. That remember in your own life what worked. And it won't work 100% with your kid, but it'll work better than anything else, number one. And number two, remember what didn't work. And so saying to your kid, "You're lying, tell me the truth," never worked. I mean, kids will just lie more. That kids do lie for the same reason adults lie, to deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and what they wish was the case. And the same reason that adults lie is they think they may get away with it. I mean, there's always that chance that if you think you're going to get away with it, even though on some level, if you thought it through, you'd realize it undermines the relationship and you're probably not going to get away with it. But all right, we'll do a little bit more of this when we return. Good time to call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Elaine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for your clarity and logic. I have a question for you that you talked about a couple of weeks ago, and my girlfriends and I have been pondering this. When you said that the way that we treat our parents is the way our kids are going to treat us.
Yep.
And I want to know if you still think this is still appropriate in this day and age, because my girlfriends and I are all baby boomers. We have kids in our 30s and 40s. And I have to say, we all agree our kids are in no way treating us the way that we spent time and took care of treating our parents. So I just wanted your opinion on that.
All right. Well, let me say part of it depends on the age. I just think if you spend a lot of time with your mom, that your kids understand that that's one of the things that kids are obligated to do with their parents. If you move far away from them, I think that that's more likely. To give me an example of where you think that your kids are treating you differently than you treated your parents.
Well, here's a good example of this. And by the way, some of my girlfriends are married. Some of us are divorced. Some of us lived out of state. So we always had, and this was before cell phones, so we always had a designated day of the week where we would either call our parents or they would call us so that we could keep in touch. Our kids, or particularly my kids, if I call them, they do not answer their cell phones, and or they don't return messages, or if they do, they'll return them 2, 3, 4 days or a week later.
Okay. What I would do is make sure that, I mean, because let's just use, it's a great example. When I was my daughter's age, I would basically call my mom. I'd like to think once a week, but it was probably, and partially because we would call when the rates went down. You remember that so you would call on either Saturday or Sunday, usually, when the rates went down. And, if you didn't get a hold of them, you would leave a message. I think that the frequency may have changed a little bit, but my daughter tends to text me rather than call me. But she does, and part of it again is the age. How old are your kids at this moment?
30 to 44.
Yeah, but see that's the cusp. That's when things begin to change. I would say when your kids are 50, you know, late 40s, early 50s, and beyond is when they will begin replicating the behavior that you're hoping for, of checking in more frequently, of hopefully not patronizing you, checking about your health, spending more time with you. I just think that we assume that people become adults somewhere in their early 20s, and they don't. That whole kind of renegotiation with your parent happens at earliest, I think, at early 30s, and more likely mid to late 30s. So I guess what I'm saying is I think you may have to be a little more patient, which I know is just really irritating when someone says, no, it'll happen. It's just not going to happen anytime soon. That the age difference is that what I'm saying is how we treat aging parents. And by aging parents, we're really not talking usually about 60s. We're talking about 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond. So that means if we subtract 20 years from that, or 22 years or 25 years or something, that if you subtract 25 from 80, you're talking about 25 from 80, we're talking 55. So I'm saying a 55-year-old is much more likely to treat you at 80 as you did when your parents. Now, your parents may not have lived quite as long as you're going to live. But I still think judging behavior on 30s and 40s, because if you look at it, and if you remember back as accurately as possible, those are the years. And again, we may have to transpose a little bit, because today's generations are waiting longer to have kids. So they're more involved with their careers. They're two career families, which quite often they weren't when we were kids growing up with our parents. So, but if you figure the years where you were really busy raising your kids, your husband had a career, hopefully you had a career as well, but maybe not, so you're really busy, that your parents would very likely say, we never hear from you, how are the kids doing, we want to come and see them. So, and it may not have been chronologically exactly the same interval, but sociologically, anthropologically, it was. When you're really, really busy, raising kids, career, new house, financial issues, clubs, you know, all those kinds of things, you're less involved with your parents. When that wanes a little bit, then is when you become more involved, I think, with your parents. And so the idea about as an aging parent, that's why I say that sometime in our mid to late 30s is when we need to begin renegotiating that relationship with our parents. But it doesn't happen much before that. And the busier the kids are with their own life, the less they're going to be interested in whatever you want from them. As that wanes a little bit, what they understand is, you know, the light bulb goes on of, oh, gee, you know, this is why, you know, that my kids are outside of the home. And then you start calling your kids and saying, you know, I haven't seen the grandkids, what's going on? And understanding that that's when the change needs to happen, that change from parent and child to more co-equal. Because what I'm really talking about is aging parents, not sort of in the heyday when the boomers are in there. I mean, boomers are still in what, 50s and 60s. So it's right. As you get past that. So what I'm saying is be a little more patient. And you can call me in 10 years and say, no, it's not happened yet. Now we're really mad at you.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. That by the time, what we're concerned about is, they just seem to be, and I know they supposedly are busy, but they just seem to be so much more selfish and self-directed and, frankly, I have to say, nasty. I had my daughter say to me last summer, I don't want to be responsible for you anymore.
Well, but here, that I think kids are perhaps a bit more outspoken than maybe they used to be. But, again, you know, what does that mean? What she may feel is, I mean, does she in any way, what does she mean by that? In what ways is she does she feel responsible for you?
Well, she, as far as I'm concerned, she is not responsible for me.
Honey, she feels that way. So what's the issue there?
Well, we took a trip, and it was during the winter time, and I got sick during the trip because I have asthma, so I had to go to the hospital for oxygen.
Okay. All right. Let me just look at that with you for just a moment, all right? Because I think here's what the issue is, that she was saying, you know, and I think this was, in some ways, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I think at that moment, she was viewing you as mom still has responsibilities to me. I don't have responsibilities to mom. And when she needed on a vacation to take you someplace, that what she was feeling is, oh my goodness, this is going to be the future, and I don't want to do it now. You know, does this mean I'm going to be taking care of my mom when she's old and weak? And, you know, and so I think she sort of panicked about it. Hang on for me if you can, all right? And we'll go into it a little bit more. Because I think it's a perfect example. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.